续。
Today we'll continue on the sharing on Prophet Haggai.
请我们打开哈该书。
Please turn to the book of Haggai.
在我这两节的中繁体字圣经是1108页。哈该书第二章。
The book of Haggai, chapter 2.
我们要从第一节我们念到第九节
We will read from verse 1 to 9
旧约哈该书第二章第一节七月二十一日耶和华的话临到先知哈该说你念第二节、
we'll take turns reading from the pulpit Verse 2 Speak now to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel governor of Judah and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak the high priestAnd to the remnant of the people, saying,
你们中间存留的，有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何，岂不在眼中看如无有吗
？But now take courage, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Take courage also, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and all you people of the land, take courage, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts.
第五节这是照着你们出埃及与我出埃及我与你们立约的话那时我的灵住在你们中间你们不要惧怕
Verse 6 For thus says the Lord of hosts Once more in a little while I am going to shake the heavens and the earth the sea also and the dry land
我必震动万国万国的珍宝都必运来小字或作万国所羡慕的必来到我就使这殿满了荣耀这是万军之耶和华说的
The silver is mine and the gold is mine declares the Lord of hosts
这殿我们一起念第九节后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀在这地方我必赐平安这是万军之耶和华说的英文也读一次
Let's read verse 9 together The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former says the Lord of hosts And in this place I will give peace declares the Lord of hosts
马太福音
Let's turn to Matthew
16章
Chapter 16
马太福音16章
Matthew chapter
16. 十五节我们要念到十八节。
From verse 15 to 18.
耶稣说：“你们说我是谁
？”Verse 16. Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
耶稣对他说：“西门拔约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。”
I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
使徒行传
Acts
第二章
Acts chapter 2
使徒行传第二章第三十六节
Chapter 2 verse 36
我们要念到四十二节
From 36 to 42
故此以色列全家却当知道确实的知道你们钉在十字架上这位耶稣神已经立他为主为基督了
Verse 37 Now when they heard this they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles Brethren, what shall we do?
彼得说你们个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗叫你们的罪得赦就必领受所赐的圣灵
For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off as many as the Lord our God will call to himself
彼得还用许多的话做见证劝勉他们说你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代
So then those who have received his word were baptized And that day there were added about 3,000 souls.
42节我们一起来念，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼，祈祷。英文念
42 verse 42 together. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
好，最后以弗所书。
Lastly, let's look at the book of Ephesians.
第四章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 8.
念到十三节。
8:13。
以弗所书四章第八节。所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
Verse 9. Now this expression, he ascended, what does it mean except that he also had descended into the lower parts of the earth?
第十一节，他所赐的。有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。第四章第十二节。
Verse 12. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ.
只等我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督的身量。我们就读这么多经文。
And these are all the scriptures we're going to read today.
两礼拜前我交通哈该的意象。
A couple of weeks ago, I shared a message on the vision of Haggai.
还记得那个题目吗？
Do you remember the title of my message?
那个题目是这本书的一个特有的词汇。
It's a special word or special term used only in this book.
在这本书里面先后反复用了五次。
And it was repeated five times.
那个字是什么？
What is that special word?
你们要追想。
To consider.
这个就是在第一章的第七节，万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。
In chapter 1 verse 7, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
这个字在这本书里面反复五次。
This word consider is used five times in this book.
所以神要他的儿女好好的去想。
God wants his children to think carefully.
今天是一个忙碌的时代，我们常常每天做 routine， 太花时间去想。
We live in a very busy world.
比如说，你们要想到底你们在做了什么？你们在做什么事？
But God wants his children to think about what they're doing.
这一群人是在百万的犹太人中少数的一群，放弃了巴比伦的家园，回到这一个荒芜的破败的耶路撒冷。
This is a small group of remnants among the manytens and thousands who gave up their life in Babylon and returned to the desolate condition of Jerusalem.
他们响应神的呼召。
They answered the call of the Lord.
回来重建圣殿。
To return and rebuild the temple.
但是仇敌也没闲着。
But the enemy was also working.
所以仇敌也在那里拦阻神的旨意。
And the enemy tried to stand in the way of God's work.
不让神的儿女能够把这个圣殿重新建起来。
Not allowing God's children to complete the rebuilding of the temple.
所以他们告状告到皇帝那里。
So they went to the king.
然后皇帝就因着这些人的反对，就把这件事情耽延了。
And because of these people's complaints, the king delayed the building process.
一年、两年、五年、十年，就这么过去了。
It went on from one year, 5 years, 10 years, just went on from there.
那这些弟兄姊妹呢，就在那里忙于自己的事。
And these brothers and sisters began building up their own lives.
他们的 priority, 他们的这个生活的重点，从神的事就变成自己个人的事。
Their priorities shifted from God's matters to their own matters.
所以神就借着先知哈该对他们说话。
So the Lord used this prophet Haggai to speak to them.
说你们自己住天花板的房子。
Saying that you all live in houses with panel ceilings.
我的殿仍然是荒凉荒土一片。
But my temple is still in desolation.
所以人虽然当初有心为着神的家把一切放下来来为神而活。
Even though in the beginning they had a heart to give up all they had to do things for the Lord.
但是事情太难了。
But when things got difficult,
拦阻太大了。
When there are too much obstacle in the way,
人就灰心了。
People become discouraged.
所以呢就自然而然就又回到他们自己自谋前途的这样的一个生活形态中。
So very naturally they went back to their ways of taking care of themselves in their daily living.
神不以这个情况为满足。
But God is not satisfied with that.
所以神就向他们挑战。
So God challenged them.
所以神说好好的想一想。
He said, consider your ways.
你们到底为什么而活？
What are you living for?
是为自己而活呢?
For yourselves?
那你们何必回来呢? 你们在巴比伦不是很好吗?
If you were to live for yourself, why did you even come here? Why didn't you stay there?
既然你们答应了我的呼召,
Since you've answered my call,
走上了这条十字架的路,
Since you've embarked upon this way of the cross,
不要因为有困难, 有打击, 就退后, 就灰心。
Don't be discouraged and give up, it became difficult.
坚持到底。
You got to keep on till the end.
好好的想一想我们到底在做什么。
Consider your ways.
我们的价值是为着什么而活。
What is your value system? What are you living for?
这是神借着他的仆人对他的儿女所讲的话。
These are the words of something that we shared a couple of weeks ago.
那今天来到第二章。
Today we come to the second chapter.
神再说下面一篇信息。
The Lord continues to speak.
他说你们看着你们现在所做的这个东西。
He said to look at the things that you're doing.
用世俗的话来讲小儿科
it's,
比起当年
compared to the glory of the former days, it's nothing.
你们中间老一辈的看过所罗门殿的荣耀
Those among you who are elderly, you have seen the glory of the temple of Solomon.
今天你们回来建的这个第二个殿那真是不可同日而语
You cannot compare this temple you're trying to buildto the one of the former glory.
你看所以这里第三节他说岂不在你们的眼中看如无有吗这个第三节
Verse 3 says Does it not seem to you like nothing in comparison?
是今天我们做的事情在这个你们自己看看也算不了什么世界人看看更是小儿科
The thing that you're building now it doesn't seem much to you and it'sDefinitely does not seem very much in the eyes of the world.
所以对着这些人来讲是蛮有点泄气的。
It's a pretty discouraging thing to say to these people.
但是神却说。
But God says,
所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强。
But now take courage, Zerubbabel.
你们这些百姓，你们都当刚强做工。
And all you people of the land, take courage and work.
因为我与你们同在，这是万军之耶和华说的。
For I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts.
这里他说，我之所以今天要你们这样做。
He said, the reason I want you to do these things.
因为是照着第五节，你们出埃及，我与你们立的约的话，那时我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要怕。
It's because, verse 5, of this promise which I made you when you came out of Egypt. My spirit is abiding in your midst. Do not fear.
这个就是在出埃及记29章神当年借着摩西建会幕的时候所说过的话立的约。
This is the promise that God gave to Moses in Exodus chapter 29.
所以神这里提醒他们今天你们建这个殿是在一个约的里面而要做的。
So God reminded them, the reason you're building a temple is because it's part of a covenant I made with you.
1000年前摩西的时代
1000 years ago, during the days of Moses,
神说我与你们同在你们要建一个会幕
God said to the people, I am with you, build a tabernacle.
根据那个约神说我要住在你们中间
And according to that covenant, God said, I will be in your midst.
到了所罗门的时代
And when we come to the days of Solomon,
Solomon 就盖了这一个殿
Solomon built a temple.
所罗门说，我所造的殿怎么够这位大的神来住呢？
And Solomon himself said, even the temple that I built is too small for this great God.
但是你却乐意把你的名放在这个殿里。
And yet you desire to put your name in this place.
因为你要住在你的百姓中间。
Because you want to dwell with your people.
那这个殿为什么又拆掉了呢？
And why was that temple destroyed?
为什么神这样一个荣耀的殿却交给那些外邦人去用火把它烧了呢？
Why did God allow Gentiles to burn this temple down with fire?
不是神愿意把那个殿烧了，而是这个殿没有那个意义了。
It's not that God wants to have this temple burned down because this temple has lost its meaning.
什么意义没有了呢？因为神的荣耀离开了这个殿。
The meaning is lost when the glory of the Lord departed from the temple.
所以人要的是那个外表的建筑物。
People want this grand structure, this building.
神要的是我能不能够住在我的百姓中间。
God wants a place where he can dwell with his people.
当神说我没有办法住在这帮用嘴唇亲近我，心却远离我的这群儿女身上的时候，神就离开了。
When God said, I can no longer dwell with these people who worship me with their mouths, but their hearts are far from me.
殿拆了。
Then his glory left, and the temple was destroyed.
百姓四散，受了70年的管教。
And the people were scattered 70 years.
现在说神，时间到了，你们回来。
Now God said, time has completed, now you can return.
你们要建殿。
You can return and rebuild.
也就是说，神还要回到神儿女的中间，住在他们中间。
Which means God wants to return to His people and dwell with them again.
所以第二个殿的意义跟第一个殿的意义是一样的。
So the second temple has the same meaning as the first temple.
就是荣耀的神愿意住在他的百姓中间。
That is this glorious God is willing to dwell among His people.
这个是神要这一代的人努力做工，上山取木料。
That is why God wants these people to work hard to go up to the mountain and bring wood.
好，可是在这一篇信息里头，第二章我们刚刚念的。
But in the passage we read in chapter 2,
这一段话好像不是单单只对当时那一批在耶路撒冷的犹太人说的。
It seemed like that God is not just speaking to the remnants in Jerusalem.
你注意看。
If you look at the passage we read,
他说，耶和华如此说，过不多时，我必再震动天地海与旱地，沧海与旱地。
Verse 6, But thus says the Lord of hosts, once more in a little while, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea also and the dry land.
还不算，第七节，我必震动万国。然后万国所羡慕的必来到。
And verse 7, I will shake all the nations, and they will come with the wealth of all nations, and I will fill this house with glory.
我就使这个殿满了荣耀。然后他说第九节。
And then verse 9.
这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
And then verse 9, the latter glory of this house will be greater than the former.
如果照那个眼前来看，这个殿如果要比先前的荣耀更大，那么应该这个殿比所罗门的殿怎么样？更大。
If you're looking from a structure kind of way, if this one is going to be more glorious than the former one, it means this building ought to be more spectacular than the one that Solomon built.
对不对？这个后在后面要比前面的更大。
If this latter glory is going to be greater than the former.
但是事实上摆在眼前的是一个小的殿。
But in all reality, the second temple is a tiny little temple.
规模气势什么都不如前面的。
It cannot be compared to the former.
那么可是神说在后的大于在先的。
But the Lord said the latter glory will be greater than the former.
那是不是有点阿 Q 啊？明明不是，可是神说要比前面的还大。
It's not so if you look at with your eyes because this one is so small, but the Lord said it will be greater.
那么到底这一句话是指着这第二个殿说呢，还是指着另外一个东西说的？
So is God talking about the second temple or is he talking about something else?
显然不是指着那个第二个殿说的。
Obviously, he's not talking about the second temple.
整个这句话，你把上下文读过来，你会发现他说这件事要发生在什么时候。
And if you look at all the verses together, it tells you when this is going to happen.
发生在万国所羡慕的必来到，在这个人身上发生的。
It will happen when the wealth of all nations will fill this house.
这是一个翻译，另外还有一个翻译。就是万国所羡慕的必来到。
There's another translation of the wealth of all nations to be the desire of all nations.
对，是指着一个人说的。
That speaks of a person.
那个人是谁呢？
Yeah, who is that person?
哈该在这里没有讲出来。
Haggai did not explain.
但是他说有这么一位人物要出现。
But there will be one called the desire.
这个人物是万国都羡慕他。
And all nations will desire this person.
那我们知道这一位就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
And that person we know is the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这件事情什么时候应验呢？
And when does that become fulfilled?
耶稣来第一次来到这个世界，就是在哈该讲完这段话之后的500年。
500 years after Haggai's prophecy, Jesus came into this world the first time.
耶稣第一次来，有没有成为万国所羡慕的呢？
Was Jesus the desire of all nations when he came the first time?
没有。
No.
所以不是指着耶稣第一次来说的。
So he's not referring to Jesus' first birth.
所以这句话是指着耶稣的第二次来。
So he must be referring to the second coming of Jesus.
耶稣自己说，我来的时候驾着荣耀云彩而来。
Jesus himself said when he comes again, he will be coming on clouds of glory.
带着千万天使而来。
With all the hosts of the heavenly places.
带着千万神的儿女而来。
With all the children of God.
我要荣耀地来到这个世界。
He will come back in all glory.
我的脚要站在橄榄山上。
And his feet will once again touch Mount Olivet.
那个时候就是所谓的万国所羡慕。
Then he, at that time, will be the desire of all nations.
因为神自己说，到那一天，万口要承认耶稣是主。
Because God said, on that day, all men will proclaim that Jesus is Lord.
所以这一段话是一个预言。
So this is a prophecy.
是根据于有一个荣耀的将来，那一位神的儿子万国所羡慕的，他要出现在这个地上。
He prophesied the Son of God who will come in all glory, who will become the desire of all nations.
而当他出现的时候，
When he appears,
惊天什么动地啊，
He will shake the heavens and the earth.
他说震动天地，沧海撼地，
The sea also in the dry land.
震动万国，
Shake all the nations.
震动万国，哇，今天人都做梦要干一番惊天动地的事啊。
These days people all have dreams to do something great.
啊，但是历史历代许多所谓的英雄人物，没有人能够像我们的主耶稣一样。
But many of the heroic people throughout history who did earth-shattering things cannot compare with our Lord Jesus.
他是真正震动天地的人物。
He will be the one who will shake the heavens and the earth.
注意看，从911到现在。
If you pay attention to what's happened in the world from 9/11 until now.
啊，马上都要 anniversary 了。
We're coming up on an anniversary soon.
五年过去了。
It's been 5 years.
这五年中间，这个世界发生多少的事情
？In the last 5 years, what has happened in this world?
在自然界。
In nature.
有地震。有海啸，有火山，在社会有恐怖。
We've had earthquakes, we've had tsunamis, and in the society we've had terrorist movements.
一波一波像阵痛一样。
There's waves and birth pains.
20个人就叫世界改变。
20 people can change this world.
你有没有想过20个人，我们坐飞机就完全改观了。
If because of what these 20 people did, our future travelings will be different.
我们以前去机场是很潇洒的事情。
It used to be an easy thing to go to the airport.
现在去机场，你还想想什么可以带，什么不可以带。
Now you got to make a list of what you can bring and what you can't bring.
我 看到一个 Newsweek 的一个漫画。
I saw a comic in Newsweek.
你有没有看到？说在机场很多人排队去检查。
It's a comic strip of many people standing in line at the airport.
有两个是光着身子的。
There are two people who are standing there naked.
啊，这个通过关是最简单的。
They said that this is the only way to get through security.
嗯，哎呀，怎么会到这个地步呢
？How do we come to this?
如果我们相信神的话不错。
If we believe the word of God is true.
这个阵痛是一次比一次更厉害。
Birth pains will become more and more severe time after time.
我们不知道前面是什么。
We don't know what lies ahead.
如果那天晚上你在这里听兰培德在这里有一个问与答的那个时间。
If you were here with Brother Lance Lambert when he was having a Q&A session here.
记得他说到去年在不是去年应该是五年前就是911事件发生的时候在耶路撒冷有一个祷告会基督徒的祷告会
Remember he mentioned a prayer meeting 5 years ago right around the time of 9/11
在那个祷告会中有一位弟兄起来说预言
There was a brother who prophesied during that prayer meeting 5 years ago
他讲这个世界现在进入的情况像浪潮一浪上去又退下来他讲要有三个浪潮
He said that the situation in this world are likeOcean waves, wave after wave, there'll be three waves.
这整个的恐怖活动要三次的冲击这个地球。
And there will be three waves of terrorist movement to that will attack this whole world.
然后就要引进第三次世界大战。
And then it'll bring in time of World War III in this world.
这是五年前在耶路撒冷的一个先知所说的话语。
These are the words of a prophet that in Jerusalem that he shared 5 years ago.
总而言之。圣经是告诉我们这个灾难要像妇人的产难阵痛一样一次比一次厉害一次比一次深
The Bible does say the disasters in this world will be like birth pains which will become more and more frequent and more and more severe
世界是在那里惶恐
The world is in terror
最后大家会算我们今天为什么日子那么难过
People will start to think why is it so hard to live these days
从世界的人角度来看哦，都是你们犹太人跟阿拉伯人吵架
From the world, blame it on the Jews and the Arabs
对不对如果世界人犹太人跟阿拉伯人不吵架那么天下太平了
If the Jews and Arabs would just get along then we will all have peace
所以世界的人会恨强迫犹太人不要再跟阿拉伯人作对
So people will force the Jews to no longer be in opposition with the Arabs
但是圣经却告诉我们那有更高的一个冲突
But the Bible tells us that there will be a higher conflict.
这是灵界的冲突。
A conflict in the heavenly realm.
而这个冲突最后要带来什么呢
？And what will that conflict bring?
就是这个幕后的这个殿的荣耀要大过先前的殿。
It will bring this latter glory of God's house, which will be greater than the former.
要引进那个荣耀的神的儿子第二次再来。
It will bring in the second coming of the Son of God.
那个是整个的。事情的关键
And that's the key of this whole event.
如果你没有懂这件事你对今天世界所有发生的事情你没有办法解释
If you don't understand this then you can't explain what all goes on in this world
等到石油如果有一天到100-200一桶的话你看看这个世界要恨犹太人恨到什么地步
When oil gets to be $100 or $200 a barrel the world was really going to hate the Jews
好好想一想
If you think about this
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们的价值观在哪里
is,
我们对神旨意的认识在哪里
What is our value system and what is our understanding of the will of God
神要在那里把他的儿子引进来要建立一个家这个真正的家要大过先前的荣耀
God will bring in his son and build his house and that the glory of the latter will be greater than the former
那么那一代的人就建了一个小的圣殿作为一个见证
So the people of that generation built a second temple a small one as a testimony
那么后来我们知道这个见证慢慢慢慢又堕落了
And then later on as time went on we know that the testimony of the second temple also fell
又过了差不多400-500年
Another 400-500 years go by
在主后70年这第二个殿又怎么样拆掉
In 70 AD, the second temple was destroyed.
为什么拆掉？原因跟第一个都离弃了耶和华。
Because God's children again left him.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神的原则是没有变的。我要住在我的百姓中间。
So as you can see, God's principle never changes. He wants to dwell with his children.
我的儿女应该全心全意，就是耶稣所说的诫命的总结：尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主，你侍奉我你的神。
And my children ought to love me with all their hearts, all their minds, all their soul.
因为神是这样爱我们。
Because God has loved us so.
神不能够让这个标准下降。
God will not lower his measuring on that.
当这个标准降到一个地步，神就把这个房子拆了。
When that measurement fell to a certain degree, God will destroy the temple.
但是这个殿的原则说出来，神并不放手。
But even as we understand the principle behind the temple, God will
not let go. 不因为这个殿拆了，所以神就永远离弃他的儿女，没有。
God will not forever leave his people just because the temple was destroyed.
神还是呼召有没有人愿意回到神原初的旨意里头去。
He will still call people to see who is willing to come to his original will.
所以这个神恢复的原则是一个律，从古旧约、新约到今天还是一样。
So this law of restoration is the same to God.
那你看新约神在做什么
？So what is God doing in time of New Testament?
新约第一个荣耀的殿是什么时候产生的
？When was the first glorious temple built in New Testament time?
第一个殿就是耶路撒冷的教会。
The first glorious temple is the church in Jerusalem.
对吗？五旬节的那一天，圣灵降临。
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down.
那120个人被圣灵浇灌，被圣灵充满。
120 people had indwelling of the Holy Spirit on that day.
那一天，彼得起来做见证。
And Peter rose to share on that day.
我们刚刚念的是中间的一段。
Earlier we read a part of his testimony.
使徒行传第二章。
In Acts chapter 2.
他说以色列的全家应当知道。
He said all the people of Israel ought to know.
今天你们看见的圣灵降临。
Today as you see the Holy Spirit come down.
证明。你们所钉十字架的这位耶稣今天在天上被高为主为基督
So you ought to know that this Jesus Christ whom you crucified is being anointed as Lord and Christ
你们应该受洗悔改归向神
You ought to repent and be baptized and come to God, come back to God
那一天这篇讲道马上就有3000人悔改
And after that message 3000 people were saved
然后他们在一起过一种特别的生活
And they had a veryspecial lifestyle together.
是以前没有看见过的。
It's something that has never been seen before.
哪四个生活是特独特的呢
？What's so special about their lifestyle?
第一，他们在一起听使徒的讲道。
When they were continually devoted to the teaching of the apostle.
他们渴慕神的话。
They really desire the word of God.
这些使徒们把耶稣基督的真理。讲给那个时代的基督徒听。
And these apostles share the truth of Jesus to these people.
他们渴慕。
And they really wanted.
他们要知道神的旨意是什么。
They want to know what God's will is.
使徒就把神的话一篇一篇讲给他们听。
And the apostles taught them.
然后他们在干嘛
？What else did they do?
他们擘饼纪念主。
They had breaking of bread together.
哎呀，这个事情是主耶稣设立的这个主的桌子。
The Lord's table was established by Jesus Christ himself.
主说，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
He said, "Do this in remembrance of me."
他们多久擘一次饼呢
？How often do they break bread?
天天。
Daily.
他们天天在家中擘饼纪念主。
Daily they broke bread together.
为什么？
To remember the Lord.
因为里面火热。
Because they had such a zeal in their heart for the Lord.
这个擘饼的聚会是唯一的，我们向表示我们对主的想念，我们对主的爱。
Lord's table is the only gathering in which we can show the Lord how much we miss Him, how much we remember Him.
所有的聚会都是神朝着我们。
All the other meetings, it's from the Lord to us.
但是只有这个聚会是我们朝着神。
But in this meeting, it's from us to the Lord.
是每一个来的把我们对主的爱来交通给主。
It's all of us giving the Lord our love.
所以这个擘饼的聚会是衡量基督徒热爱的 温度计。
So the meeting for breaking of the bread really measures how much zeal you have for the. They were really zealous because they were breaking bread every day.
世界的人是在那里忙自己的事，这里有一群人，他们要纪念主。
While the world's busy about their own things, we have a group of people who thought about the Lord.
第三件事。
The third thing they did.
他们在一起 fellowship.
They had fellowship together.
他们在一起。过一个团契的生活。
They had a life of fellowship together.
因为他们知道我们彼此是做肢体。
Because they know that they were members to one another.
他们从主领受的丰富互相来分享。
And they share with one another what they receive from the Lord.
不分彼此。
There's no you or me.
有一个群体的生活。
There's a life of a body here.
他们不再过一个单独的生活，乃是过一个群体的生活。
They're not just living by themselves individually, but they were living a life of a body.
这个是教会的生活的内容。
That is the content of church living.
我们不是过一个只管自己的生活，乃是管彼此相顾的生活。
We ought to live a life that cared for one another, not just for ourselves.
最后第四个特色，他们在一起怎么样？祷告。
And the last thing that they did together is pray.
祷告是什么？
What is prayer?
耶稣说，我的殿要成为祷告的殿。
Jesus wants his house to be called a house of prayer.
一个教会如果不祷告，这个教会是空壳子。
If a church has no prayer, then this church is just an empty shell.
这个祷告还不是指着个人的祷告，这个祷告乃是整体，像一个身体在那里向神把神的旨意祷告出来。
And this prayer is not just your individual prayer life, but a corporate prayer life.
你们在地上捆绑，在天上就捆绑；你们在地上释放，天上就释放。
Jesus said, "Whatever you bind on earth would have been bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth would have been loosed in heaven."
所以你看，这四种的特点就构成教会生活的内容。
So these four things that they did combined together is the content of church life.
今天我们做基督徒。
Today, as we call ourselves,
今天我们称自己是主的教会。
As we call ourselves God's church,
到底我们的教会有没有这四个生活的实际？
Do we have in our church these four things as reality?
你如果去好好的比较的话，你就会发现我们的热度比起那一个殿的热度差远了。
If you compare us to them, you find our temperature is much lower than them.
现在神对他们说，你们要这个刚强做工。
The Lord wants them to take courage and work.
你们要上山取木料。
To go up to the mountains and bring
wood. 也就是说，这个殿不是睡觉就出来了。
Which means that you can't build this temple half asleep.
这个殿是要努力做工的。
You gotta work hard.
每一个人都要摆上的。
Each person has to offer something.
你们要把所有你们所的力气、时间。一切的一切为着这个神的家而活。
You got to put forth all of your strength, all of your time for the sake of building the house of God.
在第一代的圣徒耶路撒冷的教会与使徒行传时代的教会就是这个样子。
That's what the first church in Jerusalem was like. That's what the churches in Acts were like.
这个荣耀的历史为什么荣耀？因为神住在他们中间。
They had glory because the Lord was dwelling with them.
他们就成为明光照耀。差不多有三百年的时间。
They can become this beacon of light for about 300 years.
世界是逼迫他们的。
They had persecution.
罗马的政权要他们置于他们死于死地。
They were put to death by the Roman government.
除非他们跟犹太教妥协。
Unless they compromise with Judaism.
犹太教是合法的。
Judaism was lawful at the time.
但是基督教是非法的。
But Christianity was not.
所以那个三百年，他们成为地下教会。
So in those 300 years, they were underground.
他们如果要成为地上教会的话，就是加入犹太会堂。
If they want to be legal, they have to join together with Judaism.
但是神把圣殿给拆了。
But the Lord destroyed the temple.
他们想要变成犹太教的一个旁支，神把圣殿拆的，犹太教不存在了。
They can't, even if they want to be part of Judaism, they can't because the temple is no longer in existence.
这些人就逼上走生命的代价，十字架的路。
Those people were forced to walk this way of the cross.
可是撒旦也很厉害。
But Satan was also very
strong. 他把这个荣耀的教会有一天就让一个人信耶稣，所谓信耶稣，真是天晓得到今天没有人知道他真的信还是假的信。
So there's one person who supposedly became a Christian, a believer of Jesus.
那个人是谁？康斯坦丁。
Constantine。
罗马的皇帝。
Emperor Rome。
他有一天说：“我要信耶稣。”
One day he said, "I want to be a Christian. I want to believe in Jesus."
但是他的信耶稣并没有把那个罗马的神庙废掉。
But as he called himself a Christian, he did not destroy the other idol worshiping places in Rome.
什么叫做 Caesar?
What does Caesar mean? What's a Caesar?
该杀这个罗马的皇帝的这个头衔。
This title.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
人而神者
It means man as God、
啊、就是我们中国人所说的天子
Or in Chinese you call、the king or the emperor son of the heavens
对你一做了皇帝你就不是人了你是天子了是神的儿子了
Once you become an emperor you're no longer a man you are a God or son of God
所以该杀的意思就是今天我做了罗马的皇帝我就是神了
So Caesar has a meaning of God or son of God.
所以这些皇帝都是在罗马的神庙里面被人们敬拜供奉的。
So these emperors were worshipped by people.
你如果今天跑到这个撒加利亚这个地方，你还可以看到那个希律为那个时候的皇帝建的神庙。
You can still see temples these days in the Middle East.
Caesarea.
In Caesarea, these temples that were built to worship emperors.
所以这个人康斯坦丁他说他信耶稣可是他并没有把神庙拆掉。
So Constantine called himself a Christian, but he did not tear down these idol worshiping temples.
然后基督徒可以得自由。
And then he gave Christians freedom.
信耶稣的人可以得白衣可以得米多少粮多少有优惠条件。
And Christians were given special benefits as to become Christians.
所以蜂拥而至因为皇帝信了耶稣 全国都要信耶稣了。
But because the emperor is a Christian, so then it become popular for the people to all become Christians.
所以从第三世纪开始这个教会就走向下坡。
So for the third century on, church, the reality of church is beginning to go downhill.
到了第六世纪。
And when you come to the sixth century,
罗马王国
At the end of the Roman Empire,
教会就由天主教来代替
Church is represented by the Catholic Church.
所以从第六世纪一直到十五世纪
From the 6th century on to the 15th century,
这个宗教变成世界性的宗教在 Pope 的手里
Catholicism became the world religion in the hands of the Pope.
我们读历史人都知道那段时间叫做黑暗时期
The history calls this period the Dark Ages.
但是你不要忘记在这样黑暗的时期里头教会表面看起来是一个很有势力的东西实际是一个废墟
But in the dark ages church, or Christianity seemingly had great power but it had no reality whatsoever
然后五百年前神兴起一群人中间的带头人物叫做马丁路德
And 500 years ago God rose up a group of people led by Martin Luther
他们就起来改教
They had a period of reformation.
从那一天一直到现在
From that day until now,
这五百年神还是继续不断地做哈该时代做的工
In the last 500 years, God is still continually doing the work he did at the time of Haggai.
每一个时代神都让有一小群的基督徒他们觉得现在这光景不对
In each generation, God will reveal to a small group of Christians who will feel that what they're doing right now is not right.
跟神第一次的启示不一样。
It's somehow different than God's original revelation.
这个翻版走样了。
That they've gone wrong somehow.
没有照着神的旨意来活。
They were not living according to God.
教会变成了组织。
Church became an organization.
教会变成了人的敬拜崇拜人不是崇拜神
church is beginning to worship people instead of God
教会变成了政治的工具
church became a political tool
种种
all kinds of ways
所以你如果去读这两千年教会的历史你会发现神一直在做一个工作
if you read the history of church in the last 2000 years you'll see that God is doing the same work over and over
就是第二个殿的原则
That is according to this principle, the second temple.
前面这个殿倒了，后面又神再兴起一批人来再做。
The first temple was destroyed, but God will raise up people again to build the second one.
第二个殿倒了，神又兴起第三批人起来再做。
When the second temple fell, God will raise up another group of people to build another.
做什么？
What were they building? What were they doing?
啊，神到底在做什么？
What exactly is God doing?
他要建造他的身体，他的家。
He will build his body.
他要在地上找到一批义人，不是为着自己而活，乃是为着神的旨意而活。
He'll find a group of people on earth who is not living for themselves and their own will, but God's will.
他要找到一批人，不是用嘴唇亲近他而已，乃是用他整个的一生。生命来亲近神。
He'll find a group of people that not only worship him with their lips, but with their lives.
不管神说什么，这一批人就简单的接受，就是照着神的话去生活。
He'll find this group of people who will do whatever God says and accept it and live accordingly.
你看第三篇信息就有一段话。
You see the third message from Haggai.
我们没有念。
We didn't read that earlier.
那么你如果去看第二章。
In chapter 2.
这里有一个问题。十一节
，In verse
11, 万军之耶和华如此说：你们要向祭司问律法，说若有人用一斤都剩肉，这一斤挨着饼或汤或酒或油或别的食物，便算剩吗？祭司说：不算为剩。
Verse 11 and 12. Thus says the Lord of hosts: Ask now the priests for ruling. If a man carries holy meat in the fold of his garment and touches bread with this fold, or cooked food, wine, oil, or any other food, will it become holy? And the priests answered, No.
十三节，哈该又说，若有人因摸了死尸，染了污秽，然后挨近这些物，那一样，这物算为污秽吗？祭司说，必算污秽。
In verse 13, that Haggai said, If one who is unclean from a corpse touches any of these, will the latter become unclean? And the priests answered, It will become unclean.
于是哈该说耶和华说这民这国在我面前也是如此他们手下的各样工作都是如此他们在坛上所献的也是如此
Then Haggai said So is this people and so is this nation before me declares the Lord and so is every work of their hands and what they offer there is unclean
换言之这个问题是讲到圣洁的问题
So this is a question of what is holy
因为我的百姓必须是分别为圣的百姓
Because God wants his people to be separated, set apart.
旧约是用这些物质来表示的
In the Old Testament days, they were represented by these material things.
哦，那这些东西是圣的所以你们摸了以后你这个人也圣了
These things that are holy and clean, when you touch them, you become clean.
但是神说你去问祭司会告诉你因为你摸了这些圣物所以你也圣吗祭司说 no.
But actually, no. Priests will answer you. Just because you touch these holy things does not make you clean.
但是如果你去摸了死尸，然后说你这个人就污秽了吗
？But if you touch a corpse, does it make you unclean?
祭司说是。
The priests will say yes.
所以在这个例子里面，神要表达什么
？So what is God trying to say in this example
我们要圣洁不是从外面可以圣洁
you can't become holy just by doing exterior things
圣洁是里面
holiness is within
是这里有一个 神圣的生命在里面所以这个人才能够圣洁
you have to have a holy life in you therefore to become holy
如果我们里面没有一位圣洁的生命在我们里面你这个人即使坐在庙里面坐在教堂里面也不会圣洁的
so if inside of you is not holy just because you're sitting in a church does not make you holy
但是倒过来呢
but if you look at the opposite thing
那么你如果是碰到那些死亡的东西
if you touch death things of death
你会受这个死亡的影响你会变成污秽
You will be influenced by these things of death and you will become unclean
意思就是说基督徒我们是里面有一个圣洁的生命
So which means to Christians yes we have a holy life within us
神要求我们过一个分别为圣的生活
And God wants us to live a life that's set apart
但是
But
如果我们这一个碰到那些所有带有死亡的东西
If you as a person touch anything that is associated with death,
我们的生命就要受到污染。
And your life will be contaminated.
今天早上擘饼的时候，
This morning during the time of the Lord's table,
王荣带我们念了一段圣经马太福音十五章。
Our brother Wong led us to read a passage in Matthew chapter 15.
就讲到这个洁净与不洁净的问题。
Speaks of what's holy, what's clean, what's not clean.
人认为的洁净是洗洗手就洁净了。
People thought if they wash their hands, they become clean.
耶稣说这个不是问题。
And Jesus said that is not the problem.
从外面来的这个洁净不能洁净你。
An outward cleaning does not make you clean.
你里面的污染，他说什么东西是会污染你里面呢？他想说这个淫乱
adultery
fornication 啊，这个奸淫恨，所有的这些罪叫我们污染。
fornication, hatred, all these sins make you unclean.
所以这个世界叫做淫乱的时代。
This generation is called a perverse, depraved generation.
人在性生活上乱来一场。
People were very messed up in their sexual lives.
现在神对他的儿女说，
But God is saying to his children,
我们要过一个分别为圣的生活。
You are to live a life that is set apart.
我们不可以效法这个世界放纵情欲。
You cannot conform to this world and let your lusts run wild.
上个礼拜神的老仆人对我们说，要过一个不属于这个世界的生活。
Last week, our brother Khan shared with all of us, we ought to live a life that's not of this world.
什么是叫做世界？
What is the world?
眼目的情欲，肉体的情欲，今生的骄傲。
The lust of the eyes, the lust of your flesh, and the boastful life, the boastful pride of life.
所以基督徒在这个三件事情上要有一个分别为圣。
So in these three things, we ought to be set apart as Christians.
这样我们才是一个圣洁的国民。
Then you can be a holy people.
这样圣洁的神才能够住在他的家里，我们中间。
This holy God can dwell among us.
我们不能够又一面过一个没有分别为圣的生活，可是我们希望上帝与我们同在，那是叫做痴人说梦，不可能。
You can't on one hand live a life that's full of the world, on the other hand want the Lord to dwell with you. That cannot happen.
今天地上所谓的教会，
What's so-called church in this world today?
不敢斥责罪恶。
They were afraid to condemn sin.
我们不敢要求弟兄姊妹要为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
We do not ask brothers and sisters to examine ourselves for the sake of recognizing one's own sin.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们觉得罪这件事情老早解决了。
Because we think that the matter of sin is dealt with.
我们就不再斥责罪恶。
We no longer rebuke sin.
认为这件事情已经不重要了。
We don't think it's important anymore.
错了。
But that's not right.
基督徒，如果我们信了主以后，我们还被罪恶所捆绑而没有对付的话，我们的生活没有办法讨神的喜悦。
If a Christian is still under the bondage of sin and not dealt with, you are still not living in the Lord.
我们应该在主的面前天天省察自己。
You need to examine yourself daily before the Lord.
看在我里头有什么恶行没有。
See if there are any wicked ways in us.
如果圣灵光照我们，我们马上需要认罪悔改。
If the
不是过时的事情，是天的事情。
Confess and repent is not just something. If you want to see the glory of the Lord,
如果
each Christian
从我们受浸那天开始。
From the day that you were baptized,
到我们离开世界的那一天，我们不知道在这个世界上我们有多少天。
Until the day you die, you don't know how long that's going to be.
我们一定要，否则的话，我们每一次虽然聚会，虽然擘饼，虽然祷告，神都怎么样？不听。
Otherwise, even as you gather, even as you come to meetings and pray and sing songs, the Lord is not listening.
因为有罪人的祷告，耶和华是不听的。
Because the Lord does not listen to the prayers of those who are
still sinning. 所以不要把罪当作一个平常的事，罪是严重的事。
So do not look at sin as just an ordinary thing. It's a serious matter.
我常常在想这件事情，为什么神在这里说我要震动天，我要震动地，我要震动海，干嘛震动啊？
Sometimes I think, why does God say I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land? Why does he want to shake something?
我想震动有两个意思。
I think there are two meanings to shake.
因为平常的日子都不动的，对不对？
Because we don't shake much in our everyday living.
所以我们每天过的日子就是今天明天后天都是一样的，天天都是一样。
So day after day seem to be the same to us.
一震动我们就怎么样，惊醒了。
When there's a shaking, you wake up.
啊，我们就开始害怕了。
And we get fearful.
你知道911以后美国的教会人数大大增加。
You know that after 911 there's an increase in people attending church in America.
印度洋 tsunami 以后也是各地的教会人数马上增加。
Same, after the tsunami a couple years ago there's an increase in people attending church.
可是过了一阵子，一切又恢复正常。
But then that wave dies down after a while.
我应该是换一换，一切又对付进入反常。
Everything just went back to normal or abnormal, depends on
聚会是正常。
Coming to church,
不聚会是反常。
Not coming to church is abnormal.
对不对？因为圣经说得很清楚，你们不可什么？停止聚会。今天我们随随便便就停止聚会了。
Because the Bible tells us you cannot stop meeting together.
亲戚来了不聚会了，头痛了不聚会了，天气不好了不聚会了，昨天晚上没睡好也不聚会了。
But we stop meeting all the time. You have people in town, you stop meeting. You had a headache last night, you stop meeting. You didn't sleep well last night, you stop meeting.
我们随随便便就不聚会了。
It's very easy for us to stop meeting together.
可是神说不可停止聚会，我们就马上把神的这句话打个折扣。
But when God says do not stop meeting together, but we don't listen.
为什么？因为我们太舒服了。
Because we live so comfortably.
你逼了神要震的。
You force God to shake you up.
他不但在自然界要震我们，他说在万国在政治界也要震动。
He was not only will he shake.Nature, but he will also shake all the nations.
我想这一次 Lance Lambert 来最大的一个 shake 的一个 message 是什么？你们听见的
？Among our brother Lambert's sharing, what's one message that gave you the most shaking?
美国是在什么？铁达尼号上啊
！Oh, he said America is like the Titanic.
我们正朝着一个冰山撞过去。
And we're headed toward the iceberg.
这个船会沉的。
And this boat will sink.
你不要以为美国是 forever。
Don't think this country, America, will last forever.
苏联当时也认为它是 forever, 对不对？无产阶级革命，解放全世界的奴隶。
The great nation of USSR once thought they were invincible.
在世界上的确称霸了70年。
It's true, they were powerful for 70 years.
但是当它消失的时候，连影子都没有。
But when it was gone, it's gone forever.
对不对？美国也是一样，英国当年不也是如此吗？
Wasn't it the same thing with Great Britain back in the day?
所以不要以为美国 is forever.
Don't think the United States is going to be.
神的仆人说得很清楚，这是一个铁达尼号。
The servant of God says clearly, we are like the Titanic.
因为圣经说他要震动什么？万国。
Because Bible said God will shake all the nations.
没有国家不被这个神的手来震动。
None of them, not one nation would not be shaken by the hand of God.
想一想。有一天美金忽然间不值钱了。
Think about it. One day all of a sudden the US currency is not worth anything.
想过这个问题没有？你口袋里面马卡马卡那么多钞票。
Think about all the cash in your pockets.
它可以在一夜之间不值钱。
Overnight it could be completely worth.
你说怎么可能？哪里可能？这是 Almighty, in God we trust.
You might say that's not possible because even our cash says in God we trust.
不要做这个梦。
Don't dream on.
有一天美金会不值钱的。
One day the U.S. currency will become worthless.
你我怎么办
？Then what do we do?
我常常想，教会应该多买一点东西放在这里。
Sometimes I think we, as a church, ought to buy more things to have more things.
准备好，万一怎么样？哎呀，你我的财宝。有一天会忽然间通通长了翅膀如飞而去。
All the things that we find we consider our treasures one day will leave us.
你伟大的那个房地产。
Your real estate.
你伟大的那个股票。
Your stocks.
通通有一天 可以一个钱都不值，在中国曾经发生过，记得吗？
it will become
50年前
completely worthless. It's happened before in the past.
对不对？金圆券、银圆券、房地产，通通一个钱都不值，逃都来不及。
In China, 50 years ago, all of a sudden, their currency, all the gold and silver, is worth nothing.
美国不会发生这个事啊，一样发生。
You may say it's not going to happen here, but it will.
基督徒啊，神要用这么厉害的手段才叫得醒我们。
God will have to do something that severe in order to wake us up.
到那一天了，我们就来说，主啊，救我，救我，救我，救我，完了，完了，完了。
Then on that day, you will call out to God to save you.
我们何必等那一天呢？
Why do we wait till that day?
今天好好侍奉啊。
Serve Him well now.
还有今天，上山取木料。
Since you still have today, go up to the mountains and bring wood.
因为这一切都会过去，只有神的家怎么样？永存。
Because all things will pass away, only the house of God will stand.
只有这个神的家是存到永远的。
Only the house of God will last eternity.
那你有生之年，请问你要把你的时间、精力、一切是放在暂时的呢，还是放在永存的呢？
In the days you have on this earth, do you want to put your energy, your money, and all your time into the temporary or into the eternal?
当然你说，哦，当然应该放在永远的，是都会这样讲。
You may say very simply, of course, I'll put it in the eternal things.
但是行动才能算数。
But only your actions count.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是哈该要发表的信息。
This is the message of Haggai.
这殿后来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former.
就告诉我们，神一定要得做到一个最完美的房子。
Which means God will build the most glorious house,
最荣耀的家,
the most glorious home for himself,
是历世历代圣徒 有心答应神的这一群人所组织的。
And it's built by all those people throughout history who had the heart to answer God's call.
这群人是离开了巴比伦。
These are the people who left Babylon,
回来重建神的家。
Who have returned to rebuild the house of God.
他们是带着热度，带着热情，带着一个愿望。
They had a zeal and they had a desire.
我们这一代有一批人，这过去的二十多年，在这个教会摆上他的一生。
There are people also in this church in the last 20 some years who have given their lives for this church.
我要对这青年的一代，我们也要发出，神要发出同样的挑战。
And I think to the young people, God has the same call.
你们也要起来，为着神的见证，像哈该，像那个时代的人一样，为着神的家而活。
You have to be like the people of that generation to live a life for the Lord.
这个活乃是拼上一切的活。
To live a life like that, you've got to give your all.
这是 first priority.
That must be your first priority.
今天的难处，神的家都是我们的 second priority.
The problem with us today is that things of God's house is always second priority to us.
神要的是 best.
But God wants what's best from us.
所有 second priority 的都不是能够被神悦纳。
If you're giving him second best,
神要你全心全意全力。
He wants all of your mind, all of your soul, and all of your strength.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and
sisters, 你愿意这样来为神的家而活吗？
Are you for the house of God like that?
这是每一个时代要回答的问题。
That's the answer for Christians of each generation.
不要小看神的家。
Do not look down on the house of God.
不要小看是一个小的东西，好像不没有什么了不起。
Do not think it's so small. It's not worth much.
如果神在，一切就值得。
If God is there, then it's worth it.
一个很大很大的一个建筑，很大很大的
structure or an organization that is so huge, but God is not there.Then it's not worth it.
所以想一想我们要什么。
So think about what you want.
好好的想一想。
Think carefully.
你这一生到底要什么。
What do you really want for your life?
不要三心两意。
Do not be second guessing.
低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你一直在建立你的家。
Always building your house.
只有你能够建立你的家。
And only you can build your house.
感谢你，我们是你手中的工作。
We thank you that we are work in your hands.
你把我们从这个世界买赎出来。
You've redeemed us from this world.
靠着你的宝血，把我们跟这个世界划清了界限。
By your precious blood, we are set apart from this world.
你今天要我们每一个蒙救恩的人， 能够好好的来做一个决定。
You want each of us who are saved by your grace to make a decision.
我们要真心全心的来侍奉耶和华吗？
Do we want to wholeheartedly serve our Lord?
还是我们三心两意又要侍奉耶和华，但是又脱不了这个世界？
Or do we still have other ideas? We want to serve the Lord, but we can't be rid of this world.
主啊，用你的话光照我们。
Lord, we pray that you will shine light on us with your word.
你向你的教会挑战。
That you will challenge your church.
让我们在地上真的为主而活。
That we can really, truly live for the Lord in this world.
看见你的家被建立。
To see the building up of your house.
看见你的荣耀在这个地上出现。
To see your glory on this earth.
让我们在你面前不断的祷告。
Help us to pray continually.
直到耶和华的旨意实现在地上。
Until the will of God has come on earth.
主啊，今天我们放眼看去。
Lord, as we look into the future.
难处的确很大很大。
We see a lot of difficulties.
一切朝着相反的方向走。
Everything seems to be going opposite direction as us.
包括神的儿女。
Including some of God's children.
主啊，伸出你的膀臂来。
Lord, we pray that you will stretch out your arm.
复兴你的教会。
And revive your church.
复兴你的祷告的祭坛。
And revive this altar of prayer.
主啊，让你的教会在地上是你可以居住的所在。
Let your church on earth be a place where you can dwell.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.